5 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We are under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee through Friday. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Children at Byers Dowdy Elementary School in Lebanon may see an unusual sight in the schoolyard today. The remains of an aircraft that crash-landed in the grass late yesterday. News Channel 5 reports the plane took off from Lebanon Municipal Airport but made it less than a mile and a half before declaring an emergency. The pilot was able to land in an open area of the school's grounds and walked away without requiring hospitalization. Some students were on site at an aftercare program. They were not near the playground when the plane touched down. Multiple law enforcement and emergency management agencies responded to the scene. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the incident. Classes at Byers Dowdy Elementary will continue as normal today. Knox County is joining at least 100 local governments across the country in breaking ties with tech companies like Flock Safety over their automated license plate readers. County commissioners unanimously voted Monday night to remove the devices within 30 days and delete data from the cameras, unless it's part of an active criminal investigation. The ordinance also prohibits the renewal of any contract with a company that provides the equipment. Dozens of people spoke in opposition to the cameras, including Homari Gowdy.
I do feel like there's an invisible person watching me. There's someone I can't see, someone I don't know, and who I'm just supposed to trust has my best interests at heart.
The ordinance is in response to the sheriff's office request to install an additional 270 Flock cameras. Proposals to restrict automatic license plate readers have reached both the state and federal level. Republican State Representative Jason Zachary of Knoxville told constituents last month he's drafting legislation to place stricter requirements on surveillance cameras. Meanwhile, U.S. Representative Tim Burchett announced legislation plans to block federal grant money from going towards the technology. Love it or hate it, the bachelorette parties, pedal taverns, and honky-tonk tourists are a major economic engine for Nashville and the state as a whole. That's the takeaway from new data from the state's Tourism Development Board. Visitors to Nashville generated a record-breaking $11.6 billion in spending last year. That accounts for more than a third of all visitor spending across the state and averages about $32 million per day. The president of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corp, Dina Ivey, says the numbers are encouraging, quote, especially at a time when the global tourism landscape continues to face challenges. Nashville's reputation as a concert and sports destination and its ascendant culinary scene make the city a good match for the types of experiences consumers are willing to pay for these days. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.